The gospel doesn't remove judgment, but it does reveal who stands on the throne. So Paul makes a statement in Romans chapter 2, verse 16 that should really slow us down and pay attention to exactly what's being said. He writes, God judges the secrets of men by Jesus Christ, according to my gospel. That phrase, according to my gospel, is startling. We often think of the gospel as the message that rescues us from judgment, but Paul says the gospel also announces judgment. The gospel does not eliminate accountability, it clarifies it. It tells us who the judge is. Judgment will not be carried out by an abstract force or an impersonal standard. It will be carried out by Jesus Christ, the risen, reigning Son of God. So that reality leaves no room for neutrality. You cannot shrug at Jesus and remain undecided. The Christ who offers mercy now will be the one who executes justice in that day. Christ rejected becomes judgment confirmed. So to hear the gospel and dismiss it is not passive. It is defiant. But for the believer, this truth is profoundly comforting. The judge is also our Savior, the one who knows every secret, lived a perfect life on our behalf. The one who will judge the world has already borne the wrath of his people, which they deserved. This means that Judgment Day is not something the Christian fears. It is something we are prepared for. Our confidence does not rest in secrecy or performance, but in union with Christ. So the gospel names the judge, and for those in Christ, that is very good news. Here's a way you can make this into a prayer. Jesus, help me live today in reverent confidence, knowing you are both my Savior and my righteous judge. And here are two peoples that you can pray for. Sam and Suzanne Jordan and their family are missionaries in Jordan. And also the Hey Hey Life Word broadcast that's for the people of Tanzania.